stay locked in and fully loaded.
Ashanti Radio
and Verkay Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Live from New York and broadcasted worldwide
on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Echo, Apple TV, Siri, and all mobile streaming devices.
Welcome to Productivity 360, your platform for all things productivity.
With your host, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph,
a.k.a. Mr. Productivity. It's time to talk productive.
Welcome back to Productivity 360, folks. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, with 60 seconds of productivity every day of the week right here on Bashani. And listen, worldwide, baby, I am super excited to talk to you today about real life, real issues, real talk with my good friend, Dr. Tersha Hamilton. What's going on, Dr. T?
It's me again.
It is. All day, every day, folks. Well, listen, we just wanted to come and talk to you about real life, real issues, real talk. And, you know, I mean, life has been rolling, Dr. T. Can you believe half the year is already almost over with, huh?
No, Merry Christmas, y'all. Merry Christmas, because next week is Christmas.
Absolutely. Yeah, and this is one of the things I always tell people, Dr. T, life is going to happen to us all, but the key is we've got to keep it moving, right? And when people start to say, man, I can't believe it's almost over, the year is almost over. Well, guess what? You can believe it. You just haven't really been focused on the days that have gone by. Why? Because you've been doing so many different things. Now, it will be totally different. Watch this. Let me give you the antithesis of what I'm saying. 10 minutes can feel like 10 hours when you ain't doing nothing. But 10 minutes actually go by extremely fast when you're doing a whole lot of something. You know what I mean? So let's take that and look at the extreme. On one end, I felt like, man, I didn't have enough time in that 10 minutes. Where another person is looking at it and saying, my goodness, man, I couldn't wait for them 10 minutes to be over with, because it felt like, you know, time stood still. So how do you deal with that? How do you deal with managing your time? How do you deal with ownership of time? And how do you deal with literally maximizing the time that you do have? And it's all about productivity. What are you doing with the 24 hours that you've been given? One person is saying, I can accomplish so much in this 24 hours, where the other person is saying, man, I ain't getting nothing done. So talk to me about that. How you feel about that, Dr. T? Have you experienced that? What's the word? Talk to us.
I have definitely experienced that. I think that the first thing that needs to happen is to have an understanding of what you consider productive. Because that will set the whole tone. If you are looking at someone else's productivity and you're comparing yourself to that other person and you're saying, man, I haven't done anything, well, that might not be a fair assessment, because you know how people say, don't compare your page one to somebody else's page 100,
mm-hmm.
right? Because, you know, comparing myself to Beyonce, mm-hmm. like I have the same, you know, hour, number of hours in the day. Well, we do have the same number of hours in the day, but she can be a lot more productive. One, because she has a team. Two, because she has more money. Three, because she has you know, a husband who's also in the game, who knows, you know, X, Y, Z. She has a whole support system. She has a whole financial backing, and she has a bigger name. So for me to compare my productive day to Beyonce is not going to get me anywhere. I will always feel like I'm not measuring up. But if I say that for me, a productive day is getting this task, and this task done, whether I do it or I delegate it, then it's still a productive day.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would be the first thing that needs to happen, is to define what you consider productive and be realistic even when you're reaching further than your personal limitations or mindset is accustomed to.
I like it. Well, one of the first things that I would definitely say, Dr. T, if you're finding yourself comparing yourself to someone else, you're already looking at the wrong place. Your focus, your attention, your efforts, your energy, they're already in the negative, because you were created to be the best version of who? You, that you can be, not that other person. Now, there's nothing wrong with looking at a person's track record or, you know, their pathway forward and saying, I see a lot that I can learn from them. But to compare myself? No, there's no comparison to who you are and who you can be. It's like looking at that one to the 100. You know, you're always going to be looking at inadequacies or inabilities or this, that, and the other when you're comparing yourself to someone else. But as you mentioned, you know, before Beyonce became Beyonce, she had to have a strong work ethic about herself when nobody knew her name. She had to believe in herself and say, I can push myself to the next level when nobody was checking for her, right? When nobody even knew that she existed, she had to know that she existed. She had to believe in herself, and she had to push herself to new limits and higher heights. So what I tell people is, no, I'm not going to compare. No, I'm not in competition with you. But what I can do is compliment you. I can be the best version of me possible to help you thrive and survive, right? So that's the first thing that I would say to anybody, because we're doing real talk right here on real issues, right? Don't compare yourself to anyone else. What you do is look at the man or the woman in the mirror and say, who am I and what was I created to do, be, and know? And once you figure that out, then you're on the path that you need to be on. Success, yes, is speculative. One person's version of success or one person's version of productivity could be completely different. But at the end of the day, you want to know who the constant is in this situation or in this game? It's you. So that's what I would say. We are all equal in time, but we are separated by how we produce in that time. So that's what I would say.
I love it. That's it. Dr. V.
Yes, indeed.
As you were talking, it reminded me that you just had your productivity summit. Tell me how that went, because we actually hadn't talked about it still, since we keep it real with everybody. You know,
You know what? I would say the summit was actually a success. It was very successful. We had people to come in from, you know, all around the world, different states and things like that. It really blessed me to see my friends and colleagues come into town and really tap into the vision behind the Productive Business Summit. The summit was, impactful is the words that I could use for it. People are literally still talking about it till this day. I'm seeing pictures and posts and things like that and how it affected them. You know, to get a proclamation signed by the city of Phoenix, by the mayor of Phoenix, Mayor Kate Gallego, was phenomenal. I'm grateful and thankful for that. But I always tell people that teamwork makes the dream work. It's not a one-man show, one-woman show, or anything like that. I don't operate that way. I don't move that way. But I'm grateful and thankful for the people who support me, who believe in my vision, who know that I'm about business and not about games. And it was really, really cool. It was really good. Even the support from the governor's office and, you know, having people to come in and talk to us about what Phoenix is like and how ripe of a situation we have economically, but also for entrepreneurship. and business and developing new businesses and things like that. It was really, really cool, Dr. T, I must say. And the relationships in the room, the giants that were in the room, the impactors, the influencers, the world changers that were in the room. I can honestly say that everyone in the room was a game changer. You don't get that in most places. And then as I look really at the speakers and the panelists and, you know, the people who were just engaging with one another, it really blessed me. As I've always told people, when I do stuff, I do it for impact. I don't do it for show. I don't do it for money only or anything like that. I do it for impact. And I can honestly say that I've watched over these few days, I've watched how people have connected. They're doing business with one another. I'm looking at new clients and all this different stuff for different people. That within itself is what makes it all worth it for me. Now, I would also say that this year, there was a shift in the atmosphere. You felt it. We talked about expanding the mind. We talked about, you know, developing strategic investment relationships. We had pitch investors live to come in and connect and collaborate with us. We had a gentleman by the name of Daryl Gooden to come in. He actually won the pitch competition, which was a $10,000 diamond pitch package, which is phenomenal. We heard some great pitches from some great entrepreneurs, just game-changing stuff. That literally, like, just, man, I'll never forget this. I had a good friend of mine, Dr. Ikeena Finch, who flew in from Tennessee. And, man, she dropped some pearls of wisdom on us. And she was just sharing how, you know, most people, they're looking for the glittery thing. What's the words that she used? She did a live not too long ago where she talked about they're looking for the I can't remember the name that she used, but let's just use the Tiffany box. They're looking for the shiny object, right? The Tiffany box. But she says sometimes your blessing is wrapped up in a paper bag. It may not look expensive. It may not look valuable to you, but what you find is there's a gem in the paper bag. That really stood out to me. And then Dr. Cosette White, who flew in from California to share her tax expertise for small businesses, a woman who literally is working in 28 different states and 4 different countries with her tax services that she provides. It was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. And, you know, Denise Meredith, who's literally a game changer and a pillar here in the Phoenix area, someone who started the Black Chamber of Commerce here and has literally had her hand in a lot of the business workings that has happened here in Arizona. I mean, from the Chase Field. I mean, just a whole lot of stuff. We had Ron Williams in the house, who literally has multiple franchise-type businesses and things like that in the airport and other businesses, just to share their wisdom. People like Diana Gregory, who has been with Anheuser-Busch for over 35 years, but then she runs her own nonprofit taking care of veterans, you know, providing them fresh fruits and vegetables and things of that nature. I mean, I'm talking about people who were making an impact, like for real, not just on paper, but actually doing it. You know, we had Anthony Amen, who is a wounded warrior who literally transformed his life from coming back from combat and losing a leg, but then turning an organization called Wings for Warriors. He established and founded that and has helped over 5,000 veterans and their family members to get benefits and things like that. We had Cornelius J. Maxwell in the house. I mean, I can go on and on with the type of people who were in the room. So when you say the summit, I get excited because, yes, it was one day for people, but I'm looking at the impact that we have made. Not only in the state of Phoenix, but all around the world. Literally, there are ceremonies that still happening from the summit that are coming up next week in Virginia. I mean, there were 10 women in Virginia who were awarded women veterans who run their own organizations, and that's getting ready to come out. I mean, I can go on and on and on. If you weren't at the summit, I challenge you to be at PBS, Productive Business Summit, and Golden Rule Global Awards in 2020, because we're only going bigger, we're only getting better, and we're making more of an impact. One of the things that really blessed my soul is that the city of Phoenix literally caught a hold of a vision that I have for World Civility Day. Cool. And that vision is connected to a good friend of mine, Dr. Clyde Rivers, who's an ambassador and the president of I Change Nations. And I just salute all the World Civility ambassadors that are out there, because we are changing the world one small step, one nation, one person, one city, one state at a time. And that thing, Dr. T, actually, you know, was birthed in Gary, Indiana, and it's called Civility Counts. It's something that was put on by Dr. Bradshaw and another gentleman in Indiana who literally led the charge on that. But I will say this, I'm taking that charge and I'm running with it full speed ahead. City of Phoenix was the first city in Arizona to adopt it. Now, I'm challenging every mayor of every city by 2020 to jump on board with the proclamation of June 8th being Phoenix Civility Day. I want that to become Arizona Civility Day. And I'm even moving that charge to other states. So if you're listening to this show and you say, what is that? Contact me. You want to learn more about it? Google it. And let's have a chat, because I believe that when we all are civil, this world will be a better place. When civility is moved to the forefront, life is so much better. So that's my challenge, that's my charge, and all that came out of the Productive Business Summit. So how was it? Absolutely phenomenal. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Hey, that's all right. That's all right. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing.
Absolutely.
No. I know that you had some challenges when you were doing the summit. You didn't have the time that you wanted. You had to get a lot done. How do you overcome some of those challenges? You know, me looking forward to putting on my own summit, my own event. It's a scary thing, right? It's an absolute scary thing, and especially when it's an area that you've never gone into before, or even like you've done this before, but you're expanding, so you're always going into new areas. How do you get over that fear of doing something new, something different, the fear of failure, the fear of whatever it is, and giving yourself the encouragement to move on and stay motivated to get all of the little tasks done in a timely manner?
Wow, Dr. T, that's an outstanding question. And I gotta break that down into bite-sized pieces, but I'll start off by saying this. You know, it's like a seed that is planted in the ground. That seed was taken from somewhere. But within that seed, it has the potential to reproduce after itself. And when you put that seed in the ground, the seed literally has to die and then come back to life, because you've taken it out of its natural inhabitant, right? And you've placed it in the ground. But that seed needs to be nurtured. That seed needs to be watered. That seed needs the nutrients so that it can reproduce after its own kind. Now, in that seed is already life. But you got to go through a death process before you can reproduce after yourself. And I share that with you to say this. Every time you do an event, there's going to be fear. There's going to be opportunity for discouragement, and that it can't happen and it won't happen, and this is not what you're meant to do, and X, Y, and Z, and oh, this didn't come together on time. Well, guess what? Life is going to happen to us all. But the same way that that vision was planted on the inside of you is the same way that you are a representation of that seed that has life waiting to be birthed out of it. But you have to go through the process. So when you ask about, you know, PBS or any other event, any event planner who's listening or any person who is the point person for their specific thing, there's always going to be a level of fear. What if? But what I challenge people to do is say, why not? Because what if is indicative of I'm not sure. But you are sure because it was a seed on the inside of you. It was given to you for a purpose and for a reason. What if Thomas Edison didn't continue to try? We would have no lights, right? What if Ford didn't go through the manufacturing process? There would be no Ford vehicles. What if, you know, Wrangler or what's my man name? The other jeans, I always use that as an analogy, and I'm drawing a blank. Levi Strauss, you know, was like, oh, no, this is not possible. What if, what if, what if? Never allow the what if to cause you to get stale and stagnant, because the what if really shows you the possibility of what you're supposed to birth. So yes, is there going to be fear? No one's going to show up. No one's going to purchase a ticket. No, I can't get no sponsors. Oh, I can't get a venue. I can't. What if? But now flip that what if and ask yourself, why not? Because if it's possible for one, that means it's possible for another. Now you just got to believe enough in yourself that that idea, let me say it this way, Dr. T. Mm-hmm. Everyone's always looking at the dollar, the yen, the euro, the pound, or whatever their currency is in their country, right? But somebody created that. Somebody created that. And the true currency is in the idea, it's in the insight, and it's in the influence that's on the inside of you. And when you birth that thing that's on the inside of you, the world now gets to know and understand that it's possible. And if it's possible once, that means it's possible twice and three times and so on and so forth. So when you're chartering new territories, let's say you did do it. You got one out. And you're like, you know what? I like it, but I think I can change this and this will make it a little bit better. Lean, trust, and depend that if you did it one time, you could do it again, even though it's at another level. Now, I'm not telling people to get out there and jump off the building with no cape or no parachute. What I'm saying is, it is possible. So the question is, what level do you start at? Start small, enhance it, make small enhancements until it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. What most entrepreneurs do is they see someone, and we started off the conversation with someone's one and another person's 100. Mm-hmm. You, if you're starting off, you should be starting off at the one. But you're looking at somebody's 100 and you're thinking you can duplicate that. How about we get some at-bats at your one? And after you've done your one, one plus one can be two, or one times one can be, or 1x times one can be whatever that number is. But you gotta start somewhere. And fear is going to cause you to be, watch this, paralyzed. And paralysis is what? You standing or sitting or being stuck in one place, never birthing what's on the inside of you, which you were supposed to reproduce. So the fear factor says it could happen for them, but it can't happen for me. The discouragement says the people who I thought were going to support me did not. But there's a nation, there's a tribe, there are people who are waiting for you to produce your first thing. You are an author of multiple books. Mm-hmm. Well, how hard was it to birth it the first time? Didn't it get a little bit easier the second time? And then you got a little momentum behind you to do it the third time. Now you have a process because you've seen progress. It's the exact same thing when it comes to having your event. But remember, start where you are. Start where you are and then move forward after that. The more that you see, here's something that I've always told people, Dr. T, if I can see it, I can achieve it. If I can believe for it, I can run towards it. If it's possible, then I got to produce it. So here's the deal. You can see it, then you can achieve it. How you achieve it is the issue that we have, because we want what it took somebody 20 years to do, but we want it tomorrow. It's not how it works. And a lot of times we are literally just 3 feet from the breakthrough, 3 feet from gold, 6 degrees of separation, whatever you want to call it, one step away. So what I say to anyone who is starting something afresh is believe in yourself. It was given to you for a reason. Anything you see out there, whether it's a product or a service, that person was given that idea, that insight, or that influence, but they had to do something with it. Because this is what I can guarantee you. If you do absolutely nothing, you will get absolutely nothing. And it may take you 3 years. It may take you 4 years. But will you not fight for what you believe in? It was T.D. Jakes who was preaching on one side of the world for X amount of years, and one person heard a clip of what this man was saying and said, "We need this." Look at him today. It was multiple businesses that started off in a hot, sweaty garage that are million and multi-million and billion-dollar businesses today. All it takes is for you to start. And if you gain enough momentum, your breaking point, your breakthrough, your tipping point is going to come. So fear? What fear? Let me share a story that I learned of from a young lady in the Caribbean island of St. Martin. And I don't want to get it wrong. I think the young lady was from Ukraine. I was doing some speaking over in St. Martin, a group of us, and we were talking to this young lady. She had this restaurant. It seemed like she was the owner, so we asked her to come over and talk with her and so on and so forth. She began to break her story down to us, Dr. T. And she was like, "Oh yeah, I came over here one time on vacation. And anything is better than in Ukraine." So I'm like, "What do you mean by that? So you never went back?" She's like, "No, I went back to collect my things and I came right back." I'm like, "What?" And she's like, "Yeah, anything is better than being in Ukraine, right?" And then she says, "I started working at this, you see that place over there? It was a nightclub." And she started working at the nightclub. And she got a job at the nightclub, working at the nightclub, saving up all her money. Till this day, this young lady is there. Let me speed the story up for the sake of time. She brought her husband here. They got married. They bought the club. They turned around and bought the restaurant that we were eating in, right? And then she brought her family over. And then when I asked the question, "So were you afraid to come over here not knowing anyone from here?" She said this: "Anywhere is better than Ukraine. But watch this. My worst day here is better than my best day in Ukraine." And then she said this statement: "Afraid? Afraid of what?" That stuck with me from the day that I met that young lady. Mm. Our problem as entrepreneurs, business owners, and whatever you want to call it, is that we're afraid. But afraid of what? Life is about opportunity. You have those who are up one minute, down the next. But guess what? From the down, all you can do is get back up. And I forgot who said it. It don't matter if I fall. As long as I can look up, I can get up. And that's what people have to understand. So fear? For what? Afraid? Afraid of what? All they can tell you is no. All you can do is try. And if you fail, at least you know why you failed. Now you can do better the next time. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about fear and overcoming discouragement and just, you know, doing things at another level, how you think you got here? Somebody was afraid, right? When we look at our parents and what they went through, how are we here? Somebody was afraid, but guess what they had to do? They had to make do, right? We look at our ancestors. Fear? We ain't going through half the stuff that they went through. What you talking about, Willis? Huh? All you got to do is do your part. So when you ask the question, how do you overcome it? Mm-hmm. Don't give it no space. Don't give it no space. Now, a lot of people go, come on, Dr. V, so you gonna tell me you ain't never afraid? Not for long, because all I have to do is remind myself of what I've already overcome, what he's brought me through and over already. So new adventures, bring them on. New challenges, new opportunities, bring them on. But what you have to make sure you're hearing is this. You start where you are and you build from there. That's where people error. They try to bite off more than they can chew. And then they'll say, I'll never do that again because I failed. Well, you failed because you tried to eat too much, right? But if you start where you are with what you have and you let the momentum build, you become a powerhouse. You become a powerhouse. Look at my mentor, Les Brown, the one who they said was mentally retarded, but he's one of the best motivators of the world today, right? Look at that. So start where you are. Use what you have and go get what you want, period. So starting, that's not an issue. As long as you inhale and exhale, you have opportunity. Now, the question is, will you maximize your opportunity? That's where most people are missing it. How do you have two people who grew up in the same household with the same parents, but they turn out two totally different ways? Hmm. Opportunity, perception. Their perception became their reality. One went left, one went right. Had the same resources. How is that possible? Fear. Fear will paralyze you. But I challenge you to look over the fear and say, there's a horizon up ahead, and that's where I'm headed. Will there be bumps? Will there be obstacles? Absolutely. But they come to make me better. Every boundary, every hurdle that you've ever experienced in life, when people told you what you couldn't do, what happened? You did it anyway, right? Why would it be any different? Tony Robbins, how you think he's gotten to where he was? Do you think people literally just wake up and can speak in front of hundreds of thousands of people? No. You got to practice. You got to get some at-bats, right? So that's my thought. That's my thought on the question. Hopefully that answers. I know that was a long way around, but hopefully that answers your question.
Definitely. It gives, definitely gives something to think about, something to chew on. Yeah, something to think about, something to chew on, because, you know, it's a process, and we can, many of us, I know myself included, can overthink and think myself out of something, as opposed to staying the course and continuing, because I continue to overthink it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that absolutely helps.
I like the way that you said that. That is something that I think is definitely necessary for people to understand. When you talk about doing events and having all this stuff going on, you've got to get out of your own way. You've got to get out of your own way, because the only person that can stop you from achieving something is you. And if you talk yourself out of it, then you just did exactly what you said. You talked yourself out of it. But can you do it? Of course you can. Look at a child. How does a child learn how to crawl? How does the child learn how to walk? How does the child learn how to run? They've got to stretch themselves into the next phase. And it's the same things for us as entrepreneurs. If somebody comes to you right now and talk to you about writing a book, you just smile and say, baby, you could do it. If I did it, you could do it, right? If somebody comes to you right now and talk on the naturopath side, you'd be like, you know what? I'm a naturopath, been for years. I've taught, did X, Y, and Z. I never thought I'd be doing this. But guess what? you have that experience now, right? So you're now talking to someone from a different a perspective, and you're shedding the light on them so that they can see that it is possible. It is possible. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to help people understand that it is possible. They can accomplish it. They can do it too. So no matter what it is, let's talk about it. You've been in multiple countries. You've been all around the world. Somebody's going to look at you like, I don't know how you do it. And you're going to say, baby, you just got to put one foot in front of the other and keep it moving, right? I mean, it's just that simple. But you can say that now because you've experienced that. Yeah. But what happens to the person who's never experienced it and they're just looking at you like, wow, I don't think I'll ever do that, right? But they can. You just got to overcome the fear. You got to make sure you eradicate the distraction, and you got to get focused. You got to get pinpoint precision on who you are, how you show up, and what you're going to do to make this world a better place. And in doing so, it fuels you. And watch this. As people watch you do it, you encourage others. It's that simple.
Yeah, because you never, one of the things that I've been reminding myself of recently is you never know who's watching.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stop because you think people are not watching, because people are actually watching. Even if it's something as simple as, I've started doing Beauty of the Day some months ago. Actually, it's been since December. Mm-hmm. I was in California, and it's December in California, but it's beautiful, and there's all these flowers blooming. And so I would take a picture of a flower every day and post it on social media as Beauty of the Day. Several months later, I had a friend of mine who she actually had attempted suicide some months prior. And, you know, she's very open about her journey, about her struggle, and about her recovery. And one day she posted that she wasn't doing so well. So I reached out to her and I said, how can I help? What do you need? What can I do? And she said, just keep posting the beauty of the day.
Mm.
So I said, wow. I didn't even know anybody was paying attention, let alone somebody who is in that situation. Mm. Something as simple as me seeing a pretty flower and being intentional about posting it just because,
mm-hmm,
is making such a huge impact. So yeah, you never know who's watching, even when they don't say it. So just keep going. Because you really are impacting lives. We don't feel like it's all the time. We don't realize it all the time. But we really are impacting lives.
All day, every day. You better believe it. Don't stop what you're doing. You were given that gem. You were given that seed for a reason. That insight, that idea, that influence that you have, don't negate it. And that's what I always tell people. Don't stop. Don't quit. Ever. Why? Because you're changing somebody's life in some way, shape, form, or fashion, even if you don't understand it. And sometime you'll look back on that situation, as Dr. T just mentioned, and someone will tell you that they were in dire straits, but something that you did, a picture of a flower,
nothing about,
something that you may not have even seen or thought to be anything, was everything to someone else. So stand up. Stand out. Set the standard, folks. Keep living your dream. Keep being productive. Keep doing what you do, because you don't know who is watching you. I love it. I love it. I love it. Phenomenal. Well, listen, you know, it's always a pleasure, Dr. T. You know, we always have these types of conversations. But I think this was really good for some people. I hope that they pick up what we put down in this particular show, but we only endeavor to do one thing, and that's to help you succeed in life. If we can use our experiences, if we can use our talents, our gifts, our abilities, our energy, our efforts to make one person's life better, that's what this is all about. So I'm grateful. I'm thankful to have had this real time, real talk, real issues with my good friend, Dr. Tertia Hamilton, making great things happening around the world. But catch me next Friday right here on Productivity 360 on Bashani and worldwide, folks. We bring you the best and the brightest, hoping that you'll see productivity in every area of your life. Until next week, folks, we'll talk to you soon. Blessings, peace, and productivity.
Thank you for listening to the Productivity 360 Radio Show with Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. Interact with Dr. Vernet on the Productivity 360 Radio Show Facebook page. For books, coaching, or speaking inquiries, visit livetoproduce.com. Until next week, be productive or be replaced.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio Show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.